Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This year, when we read the Dua of Arafah, let's pay attention to its lofty meanings. Du'as from the Ahlul Bayt are a treasure for us. We need to access these treasures by understanding the concept and really praying and begging and asking for them. A prayer that comes from the heart is one that will reach the skies and be answered. A simple repetition of words without the heart accompanying won't give results. Imam Hussein beautifully says, إلهي علمت باختلاف الآثار وتنقلات الأطوار. O Allah, I understood from the differences in the things around me and the changes of state that I see around me, أن مرادك مني, that O Allah, the purpose that you have in creating me, أن تتعرف إلي في كل شيء, is to show yourself to me in everything. حَتَّى لَا أَجْهَلَكَ فِي شَيْءٍ, so that I am not ignorant of you in anything. Every event in my life, be it sweet or bitter, pleasant or unpleasant, can be used to connect and understand Allah better. At enjoyable and pleasant events and times, through thanking Him and by using the blessings in the correct way. At bitter and difficult times, by being patient and still carrying out our responsibilities. It's with this view that Imam Hussein says, إلهي إن اختلاف تدبيرك والسرعة طوائم قاديرك. O my Lord, surely the differences of your plans for us and the swift nature of the changes in your plans, منع عبادك العارفين بك, have stopped the servant, your servants that have recognized you, عن السكون إلى عطاء, have stopped them from being happy and satisfied and stopped them from movement when they've been given something. واليأس منك في بلاء, and it stops them from being hopeless at times of difficulty. A person who understands the reality of this world and Allah's power doesn't lose themselves in excitement or in troubles. In every single situation in life, they see Allah's hands and they act according to His instructions.